أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ياسين والقرآن الحكيم. إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم. تنزيل العزيز الرحيم. صدق الله العظيم. Last we discussed Yasin, we also discussed Al-Quran Al-Hakim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam of this Quran which is filled with wisdom, or a kitab, a book that is firmly established. No form of batil, no form of falsehood can come into this Quran. No shaitan, no kafir can increase on this Quran, and no can anyone decrease. No munafiq can change the meaning of this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After speaking about the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, most certainly you are from amongst the messengers, from amongst the anbiya, from amongst the prophets. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses a great amount of emphasis, a great amount of stress. Inna is also used for stress in Arabic. The lam of lamin al-mursaleen is also used for emphasis and stress. That the kuffar used to say, lasta mursala, that you are not the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates with a great deal of emphasis. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not only establish the nubuwat and the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes it one step further. Ala siratim mustaqim. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are upon the sirat mustaqim, you are upon the straight path. When we look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it was the matters of the shariat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which formed the shariat, on that also there was the straight path that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had followed. Whether we look at the tabiat and the natural disposition of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that also conformed to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every salat, in every rakat, we are making this dua, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, O Allah, guide us on the sirat al-mustaqim. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that this is the sirat al-mustaqim, the life of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we look at this word sirat al-mustaqim from a technical point of view, the ulama have explained that it is a sirat, it is a path, bain al-ifrat wa al-tafrit. In other words, in simple language, there is no over-exaggeration and over-emphasis in our shariat and in our deen, and there is no deficiencies and laxities. Last night we discussed, when we speak about over-exaggeration and over-emphasis, like how the Nasara had done with regards to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. There is no doubt in the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam the highest of status amongst mankind. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a very great Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, one who received a kitab from Allah Rabbul Izzat. But then to take that status of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, to venerate him and to adore him to that extent, where one begins to call him the son of Allah, or one begins to make him Allah, that is not permissible. So on the one hand, the sirat-i-mustaqim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want that. On the other hand, the life of the Yahud, as we discussed, they assassinated Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. They killed the Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were very lax and deficient in so far as fulfilling the commandments of Allah. They were absolutely reluctant in doing so. So our deen, Islam, is not like that. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Allah had made us a very justly balanced ummah, and Allah had given Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam a justly balanced life in every aspect. As far as his choices for the ummah was concerned, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had chosen the easiest. Whenever Allah had given him a choice for the ummah, he chose the easiest. In his own life, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had gone the extra mile, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made that extra mujahada. But But that was not imposed upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we look at it from a different point of view, we will find that every movement of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, open the kitabs of hadith and look at how it has been narrated, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would oil his hair, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would comb his hair, how he would comb his beard. Everything has been explicitly explained. So that is the Sirat-e Mustaqim. And then in one ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ صِرَاطِ اللَّهِ. What is the Sirat-e Mustaqim? It is that path which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has guided us. And that is the Sirat-e Allah, that is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this path of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is in actual fact the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So now when we read this surah, we should also think about this fact that, and we should use the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam as a mirror image of our own lives. How far do I fare with regards to the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam? Am I doing things according to the way Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had done it, or am I doing differently? If I am doing differently, try and read up and see how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had conducted himself, how Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had done things, how he sat and ate, how he sat and drank. And in every part of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, we begin to imitate our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تنزيل العزيز الرحيم, that this kitab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken a qasam upon, this lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word tanzil here will refer to the piecemeal, the bit by bit revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who Allah Rabbul Izzat describes himself here, the sifat and the qualities of Allah, Al-Aziz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. So this is the revelation of the Almighty, and then Allah says, Ar-Rahim, the most compassionate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Almighty on the one hand, and Allah showed His might and His power in His mulk, in His sovereignty. Allah showed it when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He continues showing it, when Allah ta'ala created the creation, Allah showed His power, Allah showed His might. Kun, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and things came into being, that is the absolute power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today if you look at everything, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arranged the universe, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the sunrise, the sunset, the moving of the different planets in the orbit, all that is Al-Aziz, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great power. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am also Ar-Rahim, I am most compassionate, and I am most compassionate to my servants. Those that serve me, I will show my compassion. If you look at it from another point of view, take the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. For 950 years plus minus, Allah had showed His compassion upon them. Allah gave them respite. They rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They mocked Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. They afflicted pain upon Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. They were arrogant, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooked, and Allah overlooked, and Allah overlooked, and Allah continued to overlook. Allah gave them respite. Allah gave them chance. Allah sent wahi upon them. Allah said, turn to me, I will forgive you. Ask for forgiveness, I will forgive you. That is Ar-Rahim. But then when it reached all limits, it exceeded the limits of Allah, the limits that Allah had set down, then Allah showed Al-Aziz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here uses the two qualities. In this world, from the third aspect we look at it, that person that has power, that person that becomes, has kingdom, that person who has the might, generally he shows out his power and his might unnecessarily. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am Al-Aziz, I can take you to task at the very onset of a sin. You can think of a sin, you can think of my disobedience, it can be in your heart, and if I wish to, I can take you to task. But at the same time, I'm Ar-Rahim. You break my commandments, I'll still give you your rosy. You break my commandments, your sustenance will still be delivered to you. You break my commandments, I will still keep your organs and every other ni'mat I have given you in place. And I will continue doing that. And I will still give you time. Right up to mawt comes upon you, I'll give you the time to make tawbah,
That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us about here. So in brief, Allah speaks about the nubuwwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah certifies his way of life, that is the way of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires, and Allah speaks about this Quran and the two beautiful qualities of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.